WXLK HD. Rono.
I need to warn everybody that there is a monster on the loose.
A monster?
Yes. I also need to warn everybody that I sound nasally, so you're going to have to deal with that. I'm sorry.
Well, a lot of people do.
I know.
A lot of people are right now because of the weather and the changes. It's cold one day, it's hot the next, and then next thing you know, the kids are sick and you're catching their bugs.
Near record highs today. Might hit 75.
Wow, put on some shorts.
I know.
But do you? You can't. It's still winter. So
don't do it, Monica.
I'm not saying anything about it.
This is not the place. We are not groundhogs, so don't make any predictions as to the end of winter.
I will not.
They're already talking about maybe some sort of wintry weather next week.
What?
And it's going to be in the 40s. It's February, woman.
Come on. But it's 70 what today?
75 maybe. I don't know. We'll see what's going on. And I don't know, though, if what that does for the monster. There's a monster on the loose.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Friday Eve to everybody. Text in 52353. Let me know you're alive. It would help. I'd like to know that you're out there. Monica Brooks, Zach Jackson. The monster is on the loose. The salami monster is on the loose, and her name is Monica Brooks. If you have salami in your house, hide your kids, hide your wife, because I feel like the salami monster will get you, because the salami monster got me last night.
Oh, thank you, by the way, because we had like a little gathering at Zach's house, and I'm on the keto plan. I know you were
on the
eyes.
Dodo plan, all right?
I know you call it a dodo plan, but I've been doing it now for a while, and it works for me, so I try to stick to it. And last night you made a beautiful pizza and
thin little flatbread pizza type things with you know,
amazing
sorts of toppings. It was amazing because I made it, of course. And everybody was eating and enjoying. And I look over and Monica's got all these leftover little bread triangles.
I know.
She has just plucked the meat and the toppings off and she's eaten those. But what happens when you do that?
You're still hungry.
You don't get enough food, salami monster.
I was still hungry, so I went to your cheese, and I started cutting off pieces of your Parmesan cheese.
You ate a whole triangle of Parmesan cheese.
It was quite a bit. Yeah.
We're
going
to have to do Monica Brooks' poop check, probably, for the next 3 or 4 days, because I don't know if you're going to.
That was a lot of cheese, and I realized that by the end of the night.
And Parmesan, too, which is not really a cut yourself a piece and just eat it kind of cheese.
Oh, I love that. But it was delicious.
I know you loved it.
And then I went to your fridge. Well, no. First, you handed me some salami, leftover salami.
Because she was like, need meat. You'll have something. I threw salami at her.
It was like four or five slices, like thin slices. So I finished that, and I was like, okay, that was delicious. So let me just go into his fridge. What else is in here? Yeah, you went away for a minute.
Oh, okay. So what else did you eat that I don't know about?
Two blueberries.
Two blueberries.
That was my dessert.
Two blueberries? What a dessert. Wow, you're living large, man.
You had salami in there, but it wasn't open, so I couldn't open
it. That salami was saved. Okay,
it was saved.
All right, it's good to know. The salami monster can't open packages with its big furry hands.
You can't go into someone's fridge and open something that's not already opened.
Yeah.
So I left it alone.
I want you to remember this moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember this conversation right here.
Okay.
So in the future, you can refer back to this moment and everything that went down when you think to yourself, how come Zach doesn't invite us over more often? Just remember that. This.
Oh, my gosh. and you don't like the pop-ins either.
Oh, yeah, definitely don't pop-in.
And I walked in your house like a pop-in person would. You know, I just opened the door and walked in.
She just appeared.
Yes.
But thank you, Salami Monster.
You.
We appreciate it.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
She's backing out of the Grammys, and it is personal.
Faking it.
Ariana Grande says, I will not be at the Grammys. The reason being is because Thank You Next. She says that album is coming out 2 days before the Grammys, and she wants to be able to perform her song, Seven Rings, which I do love that song. And the producers, they insulted her by saying no.
Okay.
And she says that they're being demanding with her, but not with other performers, so she won't even be at the Grammys
because she's being treated unfairly.
Yes, so she's backing out of the Grammys.
So they want her to perform Thank You Next? Is that what it is?
I imagine so. They want Thank You Next, but she's like, no, I want to perform Seven Rings.
But that's her new song. There's nothing wrong with that song, but the whole idea, what they want at the Grammys, too, is they want you to play your biggest songs because they want people to tune in. They want people to see that stuff. They don't want... I mean, if you've ever been to any concert on earth, when somebody says, here's something from our new album, nobody knows the song and everybody leaves.
I'm actually with Ariana Grande on this.
Okay.
I think she should perform Seven Rings because Thank You Next is one that For the Grammys, I don't think it's going to pop off the screen when you watch.
Okay.
Seven Rings, you can add the dancers, and it's a really hot song. Like, right. I think she should perform it, but
well,
we won't
she
see anything
has
now.
Thrown a hissy fit instead.
She's out. Her bad tattoos.
I mean, is she convinced that the Grammys somehow have it out for her? Like, they don't care about...
So.
Yes, they specifically have it out for Ariana Grande.
When you say that they're being demanding, but they're only putting pressure on me, it's me, not the other artists. She doesn't know what they're talking about, what they're in talks about with their music.
All right.
Can't say that.
Thank you, next. Bacon eggs. There you go.
Actor Michael B. Jordan, he said after his role in Black Panther, he was Killmonger, he said that he had to go to therapy.
Okay.
And he's going to talk more about it on Super Soul Sundays. They have Super Soul Conversations with Oprah. It's going to air on the 16th this month on OWN. And he's going to talk about all the pain and rage that he had and how he had to go to therapy after that role.
A lot of actors and actresses get that when they play these very disturbing roles or angry roles, because they get really into those roles.
Mm-hmm.
That they become that role. I mean, there's a lot of people that say Heath Ledger as the Joker is partially what killed him.
I know.
Because
I believe
messed
that.
With
I believe
him
that,
so much. Because
you have to pull from the pain of life and stuff to really feel it.
Take it to a dark place.
Yeah, and that's what happened with Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
You know, but he's talking about getting the help and how it's okay to go to therapy and how it worked for him. And that's going to be on the 16th on OWN.
Okay.
Super Soul
Conversations. And word is he'll be back in Black Panther 2. Not sure how. Could it be flashbacks? Could it be that, we don't know. But it's a superhero movie, so everybody comes back from the dead 1,000 different times. And
so, it should be really,
I mean, how many times have they killed Superman in the comics? And then he's back.
He's invincible.
Yeah, exactly.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Dupla.
Also, we're talking about people who chew too loud.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle texts in 52353. She got a coworker that insists on talking to people while she's eating, takes a bite, and then starts talking to you. The food's smacking all around.
Oh my gosh. That made me flash back to being a kid, and I had a friend that loved oatmeal cookies, and when she would eat it, she would let it, like her drool, milk the cookie. And it was so disgusting. And I just watched her. I didn't hear anything she said, but I'm like, how do you turn oatmeal cookies into oatmeal?
So that's what she was doing.
Yeah.
She was making it into a mush by
a
just
mush.
Sort of sitting it on her mouth. And
it was so nasty.
Wow. My mom likes to make phone calls while eating. I don't know why. She calls me all the time. It's like, let me get an apple and make a phone call. Let's do this. So 52353, five ways a grocery store tricks you into spending more money.
What are they doing?
Free samples.
Oh, yeah. That'll get you.
Well, get you in a couple different ways, actually.
Hmm.
So, you know, free samples used to be just a couple of stores, and they do it all the time.
Yeah.
And makes you want to buy something, of course, that you wouldn't normally buy, especially when, like, here's a coupon. But on top of that, they tend to hand out fatty, salty foods that taste good. So it makes it harder to say no.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Usually it's like a sample of sausage or, you know, some kind of shrimp dish.
Yeah.
That's the last one I had.
Most people, they cannot resist the temptation. I feel like I'm one of the few humans that I see that nice old lady. Sir, would you like
to
get out? No.
Oh, you say no every time?
I don't even look at him. I'm like, nope.
Oh, my gosh. There's been times where I'm like, oh, that was good. And then I'll circle back around like, oh, my gosh. Okay, that I'll take one more little toothpick.
You'll go back for a second one?
No, I'll go ahead and buy the whatever.
Do you have any self-respect when you come back for a second time?
No, I put my finger over and I'm like, different person.
I'm always blown away by people that have no shame in terms of taking multiple free samples. We'll do events sometimes here at K92 where we have free pizza.
Yeah.
And people that will take 3, 4, 5 slices. Can I have another slice? Like,
A slice
what
of pizza
is
that's different compared to a toothpick of a piece of sausage, you know, because it's like, okay, that was good.
They're both free samples.
But
save
it's
some
like
for
a
the rest of the world.
So tiny. That'd be all right. It's all right.
Okay, next one. They make you use giant shopping carts because then you think your cart isn't very full.
I need more stuff in there.
And then you buy more stuff next thing. That's how everyone goes, how did I just spend $90? What happened?
I had
three things on my list.
But they have a half cart. Got to stick to that.
Even the half cart's got the little bottom.
I know.
Start throwing things down there. Next up, they put expensive brands at eye level. So those are the ones you see front and center.
Yep.
So you got to look up. You got to look down. to find the cheaper stuff.
We found that out with listener friend Alonzo in his fridge when we were talking about what's in your fridge yesterday. And he had all the name brand foods and cheeses and everything
else.
They were
at eye level. Yes. So he's just like the store. They hide the essentials at the back of the store. Everybody knows this. When you put the milk and the bread and the cheese in the back, because then you got to walk through the whole store and all of us go, Doritos.
I'll just take that right there.
And the last one, and I'm always amazed that there are certain people that don't know this, but I guess it's worth pointing out. If there's a deal and it says 10 for $10, you don't have to buy 10.
No, you don't. But it's like you feel the need to because
people think
there.
They have to, you know, 10 for $10, but you can buy one thing for a dollar. The other one you don't have to do is when it's buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy two.
No, you don't.
Because really, it's just each thing is half price. That's how it rings up.
But then you just figure, oh, just go ahead and do it. It works. It works.
Right. But maybe you don't want two containers of blueberries. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you can just get one and you will pay the half price.
Yeah.
Now, the difference is if they have those deals, we got to buy six different things to save X amount. That ain't what I'm talking about here. But if it says 10 for 10 or it's buy one, get one, you don't have to. You make the rules.
The sign says.
Don't listen to the sign. The sign is not the law.
You're listening to the K92 Morning Thang, where people match wits in the arena of fate. This is Fact or Bullcrap.
Fact or Bullcrap is true, false with a screw, and you. So let's meet our contestants. Let's say good morning first to Daira. Hello, Daira.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing all right. What you got going on today? Anything exciting or just work?
Just working.
What is just work? What do you do?
I work at Lawrence Transportation.
Okay.
There you go. In the shop area.
All right. Very nice. Good luck with your day. You will be taking on Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing all right. Jason, what is one food that you really don't like?
Olives.
Olives. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I've given them a try like 100 times.
Okay.
Like,
and that's all you ever ask is you try. I know it's one of those. I try that with certain ones. I'll try a piece of cheesecake anytime someone has. Give me a bite of that. Nope. Still don't like it.
Yeah.
So Jason has tried. Monica and I both enjoy olives.
I do. I love it.
But I get it. They're slimy. They're tangy. They're weird. I totally understand. Okay. Jason versus Daira. Daira, it's your choice. Would you like to go first or second in the game?
First.
Okay, first for you. Right. Jason, you will go second. Here's the deal. Factor bullcrap is three rounds. I'll give you a statement. You tell me if it is. Factor bullcrap. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, lose a point. You're also allowed one screw where you force your opponent to answer your question instead. Let's do it.
Round one.
All right, Daira, here's your question in round one. Fact or bullcrap? Daira, bad hygiene is considered the number one dating deal breaker in a recent survey. Fact, bullcrap, or screw? Daira.
Fact.
Is?
No.
That means you're wrong.
Well, I'm
number
shocked.
Number one is untrustworthiness.
Well, yes.
So that's one. Uh-huh. Then anger issues. Then hygiene. Then rudeness.
Wow.
Ooh, I'm surprised still, because if someone's not taking care of themselves.
You feel like that's the number one, where hey, your breath is terrible. Okay, see you later. Like, that's just number one. Yeah. But all right, minus one for you. Here we go. Jason, here's your question in round one. Factor bullcrap, Jason. In a recent study, women smelled shirts from married men and single men. Man, if you volunteer for that study. Oh, I haven't gotten there. No, that is fact. You're right, Jason, but I haven't gotten to the actual question. It's like, fact, it happened. Yes, it did. Okay, so in a recent study, Jason, women smelled shirts from married men and single men and were more attracted to the single man's shirt. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Jason?
That's bullcrap.
He says bullcrap. He is. No!
What?
That means you're wrong.
Yep. I thought it was bullcrap, too.
No, the single guy's shirts are stinkier because they got more testosterone.
Oh, so is that sweat, you know, when they're working? Because I do understand that.
This is another one, though, where I'm not sure if I believe it, because women are so drawn to married men. They want to steal away somebody else's man.
But if you go on just on smell.
I guess. Yeah. The nose knows. So anyway.
Daira minus one, Jason minus one.
Round two.
Daira, a question in round two. Factor bullcrap, Daira. The clasp on the back of a bra was invented and patented by author Mark Twain. Fact, bullcrap, or screw? Daira.
Fact.
Yeah. Yep.
Correct.
Really?
Yep.
Mark Twain.
Just hanging out, writing Huck Finn and designing bras.
I'm going to help y'all out.
We got this. Uh-huh. It didn't help anybody out. It's the most annoying thing ever, stupid class. Jason, here's your question in round two. Factor bullcrap, Jason. In a recent survey, public speaking is the number one fear of Americans. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Jason?
Fact.
Is?
No.
That means you're wrong.
Public speaking is seven.
What's number one?
Snakes.
Snake, yeah.
Then heights.
Uh-huh.
Then the dentist.
The
then
dentist.
Confined spaces, claustrophobia. Then needles, then clowns, then public speaking. God.
Okay. Well, Dara zero, Jason minus two.
Now, public speaking in front of a bunch of clowns who are also dentists with needles while they all sit on snakes. That would be
frightening.
Oh, yeah. That's like the LeBron James of all of this.
All right, Dara, you get a point on this. You win. You get it wrong, we continue. You can screw Jason if you want. Here we go. Factor bullcrap, Dyra. Twins.com. Twins.com is owned by a set of twins in California who say they refuse to sell the domain for any price. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Dyra.
Fact.
Correct.
That is correct. That's true. Jason, hang on. We do have a prize for you. Yeah, they say no price. We're
no
keeping
price.
It.
It's forever.
Because we're twinsies.
Cute.
No,
you would
sell that, please. Get out of
make
here.
Make your monies.
Heck yeah, I would. Plenty of places to sell that. The Minnesota Twins,
yep.
The movie Twins.
You really make some money. But
people
oh well.
Who are into twins, all of those things. Mm. But yeah, I'm sure it's like, we're twinsies and we got to keep this website together. Jason, hang on. We do have a prize for you.
Yes.
But it is not the grand prize. So, Dyra, get your choice. We have free food from Mockadoo's or Big Lick Comic Con, which is this weekend at the Berglund Center. People of Earth, that was. Factor bullcrap.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
So many emojis. New emojis.
Any new one.
There is, if you don't know this, this is true. It's going to sound ridiculous that I say this, but there's some sort of official board of emojis.
That doesn't sound right
at all.
It
is, though.
That's real.
Yes, and they decide what is going to be new and, okay. and what they're going to add and all this different stuff. Yeah, that's their job is to come up with the emojis.
And we have 200 new.
We have 200 are new, but some of them are just
the same.
You know, you
modified.
Get a lot of those ones where you have couples holding hands and things. So
yeah.
they're doing about every single race and gender combination that you can do. So a lot of that ends
okay.
up being a ton of okay. these emojis because of that.
That's
but
cool.
There's going to be a yawning face, which I'm surprised there isn't.
Ooh.
Yep. And he's got his little hand in front of his mouth. Monica, I feel like this one's going to be used by you a lot. Out of all of these other emojis that are on here, I think Monica Brooks is going to be a big fan of the he's got a tiny one emoji.
Oh, no.
Doing it, you know, where you have your pointer finger and your thumb and you go, it's little.
That's one that's going to be like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Little. Send that to someone.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And of course, they have that in every hand color also. So if you would, there it is. They're highlighting some people with disabilities. So there's deaf people,
okay.
people in wheelchairs, blind people with canes, seeing eye dogs, mechanical arms and legs, all that stuff. Oh, that robot arm, because it's a thumbs up and a robot arm. It's interesting. I'm looking at it right now. Food-wise, you got waffles.
All right.
Butter. And that butter.
I thought we already had butter.
Oh, young Monica would enjoy this. Because remember, young Monica, if you don't know this story, used to hide in the pantry.
Yeah.
And what'd you do? Roll potatoes around at people?
Yeah, throw potatoes at people.
And eat butter, right? So now it's the story of Monica's life because I see them right next to each other, butter and the potato. So it's both of them.
They listen to the show.
Exactly.
They said we got to add it in.
Of course
Thank
they
you.
Do. They got that. Let's see. They also juice box. So your husband will be very excited as well. They
juice.
Have those. There's some different animals. Flamingos, sloth, skunk. Skunk is another one. You think there's no skunk emoji? Well, I'll be darned. So there is. Oh, and a pair of tidy whitey underwear that I'm looking at right now. So. Enjoy.
Right.
They are, I don't know when they started. Sometime later this year. So,
number two.
Number two trending. If you would like to make some money just by telling one random person what to do, that job is available right now. There's a woman in England that says she's terrible at making decisions.
Okay.
So she has posted a job listing to hire someone to make every decision for her for a month.
Whoa.
And she'll pay you, which is weird.
To make decisions for her.
Yep, $2,600. And she says, decide everything.
No, what is she, like for lunch?
All
what she wants to eat?
Yep. Who she should go out with? She says she's terrible at picking out dates, so just pick them out for her. She sucks at everything. She said, in the last year, she lost money to an old friend, got stranded without any money, was in a bad relationship for 6 months, then got dumped, then got mugged, all this different
stuff. All bad
stuff.
Decisions.
Exactly.
Okay, well, maybe she really does need some help.
She does.
Yeah.
If you want to tell someone, boss them around, she can do that.
Number one.
Number one trending. This is one of those ones that's just, you know everything's spying on you, but then there's certain things you find out about and you just you get angry about it. I don't know there's anything you can do.
Yep.
But I found this story today that a lot of apps on your phone are secretly recording your screen. You don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even have to ask you.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
And let's see. Expedia, Hollister, Abercrombie, Air Canada. Those are all on here. Glassbox is another one. So these are fairly well-known apps. And they allow developers to embed what are called session replay technology things into the app. So that lets app developers record the screen and play it back to see how users interacted with the app. To see like where you're pushing, where you're swiping, what are you doing, and basically record everything on there. So every tap, every button push, every keyboard entry is basically screenshotted and sent back to the app developers.
Do they have to watch everything?
Yeah, apparently they do.
Any and everything. You can't even shop.
And that's a violation of just your privacy, which can bother you. But then the other thing is all these companies keep getting hacked because they're stupid. Mm-hmm. And here they are with screenshots of your passport and your credit card data and all these other things because it's in all this stuff.
Ugh.
And none of it is in their fine print. The 7,000-page user agreement. It's not even in there.
Nope.
And there's no way for you to know which app is doing it and which isn't.
It stinks, but yet we'll still use the app.
What are you going to do?
I will still use it.
That's the problem with all of the gigantic user agreements and how annoying and demanding they are.
Yeah.
You can't say yes to part of it.
No.
You're either on iTunes or you're not. You know, it's one of the two.
We just have to deal.
Yep.
You know?
I'm just going to start.
You were upset about it. But
I am upset.
I mean, you should be. But at the same time, it's.
And then they make us happy with emojis. They're like, here's more emojis. Just don't ask questions. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Morning thing.
Warp speed.
Warp speed edition. Because we got to get this puppy out of here fast, man.
Oh.
Adorable alert.
Hang in the studio.
Yeah. Falco
is. Let me say this real quickly.
Yes, please.
So Falco is such a cute puppy, and people might think, oh, I don't need to share that because he's going to get adopted, no problem. But you know, he is adorable and he will get adopted quickly, but it's important to remember that he is taking up a space at our shelter where the others are full and need to be pulled and rescued, and we can do that through adoption.
And if you want to look at it this way, Falco came in with a litter of puppies.
He's lonely.
And all of them got adopted except for him.
He doesn't know why.
Now he's wondering why no one loves him.
What's wrong with me? Nothing. You're perfect.
And then they won't share me either.
And
why?
He doesn't shed.
That's good.
Ding, ding, ding.
He's going to be a big dog, though. So just be prepared for that. He's 11 weeks old. He weighs 20 pounds. He's at the Franklin County Humane Society. So if you want to check him out, thank you to our friends Amanda Christensen and Leslie Owens, State Farm agents. Well, I do want to point out because they support all different rescue agencies.
Yeah.
And this month they're doing Quotes for Good. So for every quote that the team completes in February, they donate $10 to Angels of Assisi. So,
cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. So you can go to weinsureroanoke.com for all the details. Let's get our first person in here. Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
All right, Jessica, who would you like to choose to play the Google game for you? Would you like Monica or Stephanie?
I'm going to go with Monica.
Okay, Monica Brooks. Okay. All right, good luck, Jessica. Hang on. You just have 15 seconds. Yep. This is the Warp Speed Edition. So you just rattle off as many answers as you can. If you deliver the number one answer, then you win. And we have multiple prizes. So if you win here, we'll keep going. Are you ready there,
I'm
Monica?
I'm ready.
Okay. 15 seconds to complete this Google search. Here it is. Why do men wear...
Crocs.
No.
Hats. Why do they wear gloves? Why do they wear scarves? Why do they wear turtlenecks?
No.
Why do they wear a beret? Why do they wear a tie?
Tie! There it is! Yes! There!
Oh,
the tie!
Man.
Yes!
Oh,
congratulations!
I don't like this.
Right at the last
second.
A lot second.
Of pressure.
I'm
like,
exhausted.
What?
Shh! Nobody asked you. All right, so that's one winner, but you know what? We have more. JT!
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to give you and Stephanie a chance to win as well, okay?
Oh, sounds good.
All right, hang on. Pressure's on. And you know what? I almost feel like JT, even if she blows this, I'm going to give you the prize anyway because she's...
Do.
So hang on, JT. Are you ready, Stephanie?
Okay.
As ready as she's going to be. All right, so Monica had, why do men wear? So let's try it the other way.
Oh, shoot.
Here we go. 15 seconds. Why do women wear...
Lipstick, sticker, slippers... Bathing suits.
You were close in the beginning. First one. Go broader.
Makeup.
Yes, there it is. See?
Oh.
See?
I don't like it.
There you go. Doesn't matter what you like. Doesn't matter what I like around here either. So congratulations. Yeah. Why do women wear makeup?
Uh-huh.
See? That's not so bad.
I know, but it brings you back to days when, like, you weren't popular. Like, when you're not blurting out the right answer, you feel... You're getting smaller and smaller.
Right, and it's important to remember. You know, do you just remember where you came from? Is that what it would be? You don't ever want to get too cocky. You got to remember that sad, pathetic child that you once were.
This is helpful.
So people get big heads is what it is. All right, congratulations, JT and Jessica. You guys both win.
Yeah, you get the family 4-pack of tickets to Big Lit Comic Con going on this weekend. Get your tickets today, biglitcomiccon.com.
So we have Falco. Again, just a reminder, he needs to win today as well because currently, no one loves him.
Oh.
But he's so darn cute. Yep.
And he's so snuggly.
Very soft.
Oh, yeah. I wish we had him on the
Facebook Live because he's just sitting in my lap.
Do you remember Pound Puppies?
Of course.
Okay, Pound Puppies was a thing back in the day. It was all these dolls. There was a TV show. It kind of became a big craze. Yeah. He looks like a Pound Puppy.
Yeah, he sure does.
Yeah, one of those Pound Puppies, those sort of wrinkly. He's giving kisses right now. You can see his picture on our Facebook page. So you go to facebook.com/K92Fang. And please share that post if you could, because we want to get Falco adopted. And, you know, maybe he gets adopted and then some other dog gets adopted at the same time. Because
Fantastic.
Of all of the sharing. Yes. So thank you to Amanda Christensen and Leslie Owens, our State Farm agents that help support all different rescue agencies. And it is Quotes for Good. And this month, for every quote that they're doing in February, they're going to donate $10. So thank you very That's much nice. For that.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono.
It's
your thing in
the morning. It's Friday Eve. Temperature's going to get into the 70s today.
Mm, very nice.
I don't know whether to be proud of myself mm-hmm. or embarrassed for everybody I work with.
What? Why?
Well, I could be proud of myself uh-huh. because I make delicious food.
Yes.
And then I also put cool looking pictures on my Instagram, K92Zach on Instagram, mm-hmm. food porn, all that stuff. So I can be proud of myself for that and that people enjoy eating the cuisine that I make for them.
Yep.
Sounds very fancy when I say it that way. Or do I need to be embarrassed for all my coworkers that they huddle around the food and all whip out their phones so they can take pictures of the food?
Well, you should always take pictures of your food.
To put it on social media. What a ridiculous scene last night at my house, which you can actually see on my Instagram because mm-hmm. I took a picture of everybody taking a picture of the food.
Yeah.
Yeah. So K92 Zach, it's insane.
You get your phone out.
It's
got something delicious.
It's a pizza. Yep. And this pizza is being hounded by the paparazzi. That's what's mm-hmm. happening here. They're all like, pizza, pizza, come here.
Well, that's what folks do now.
Gotta put you on Snap. Gotta put you on Insta Story. Pizza, yeah. pizza, Facebook, over here. Come on.
Social media.
So mm-hmm. should I be proud of me or embarrassed of you?
You can be proud of yourself. I'm not embarrassed.
Okay.
So I don't feel embarrassed. You shouldn't feel embarrassed for us.
That's
no.
good because that's all that matters. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
As long as you're okay with your embarrassing behavior.
No, you got to live your own life.
Yes,
do what you want to do. Yes.
No matter how weird looking it was.
You should be proud of yourself. Like, okay, they're taking pictures of my food.
I have decided to select a little bit of both.
I'm going
to be proud of myself and embarrassed of y'all. It's too much.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
I mean, I guess we need things like this, but researchers at Texas A&M are working on a new AI program that'll be able to tell you when your spouse is in a bad mood just by listening to their voice.
Do you really need that, though?
Shouldn't you be able to figure
that
out?
I was like, if you're together, shouldn't you know your spouse?
But basically,
well
it would be able, to, based on the pitch mm-hmm. of the person's voice and the tone and how the vocal patterns change, they'll be able to give you a bad news alert or bad mood alert.
I don't know. I don't see the point in that. You should know.
Yeah. The alarm will go off.
Yeah.
Now, what would be bizarre about all of this is they say they try to figure out how to incorporate it into your Amazon home speaker or mm-hmm. Google or whatever it is. So basically, it would, hey, Monica, your husband's in a bad mood.
Ew.
I'm going to send you an alert or something like that.
Gosh.
So I guess, I don't know. It says it can pick it with 80% accuracy just based solely on that.
I guess it helps someone. I don't know.
Isn't that your motto in the Thang Hacks?
Yeah, we help someone.
Thang Hacks tomorrow, 6:30. It is all Valentine's Day and romance related. So how will Monica Brooks spice up your relationship?
Help you.
And if it was anything like her Super Bowl Thang Hack,
oh God,
it's going to involve a drill, a pipe, and a hole in the floor. So we'll see.
Number two.
Now, that's a Valentine's Day. ATM, this guy had withdrawn $1 million over the course of a year without any money coming out of his account.
What?
Now, he did work for the bank that had this ATM, but he realized there was a flaw and the bank's system didn't properly record withdrawals that were made right around midnight. And they would spit out the cash without pulling it out of your account. And normally that would get red flagged later on that the transaction had failed. But he inserted a little script into the system to shoot that alert down.
Oh.
So 1,358 withdrawals later, for over a year, he took out about $1 million until they finally caught him.
I mean, he had to know. I mean, it's a matter of time before they're like, okay, something's up here.
Yeah, I guess he just figured he would never get caught. The bank didn't want to press charges once he gave the money back because they didn't want to get bad publicity. Mm. But the courts in China said no, and he is now looking at 10 and a half years in prison.
Woo.
Yeah.
Number one.
Number one, Avengers Endgame. I think there were trailers in and around the Super Bowl and Golden Globes and all that. Are you excited for that movie?
I am, because I watched the last one, so I'm curious as how they're going to piece it
together.
Are
you excited for this movie? If I tell you, it's probably going to be at least 3 hours.
3 hours. If it's good, I'm in.
Okay.
Hopefully it's good. Hopefully reviews come out and they're positive.
Yeah, they're saying that it could be about 3 hours long, and the directors say that Disney is fine with releasing the 3-hour movie if that's what it takes. Now, they point out, and it's right, this is the culmination film because this is Endgame, right? Yep. This is sort of the end here. 22 movies all coming together into one. So,
Yeah, so you need 3 hours.
And this will be the last Avengers movie ever until the next Avengers movie when they just reboot it in a year or two.
K92, all the audio that matters. It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thing.
This is something we never used to have to deal with, but now we have to deal with this.
What's that?
If you're going to commit crimes, don't call an Uber to get away from said crimes afterward.
Oh, gosh.
This keeps happening. A bunch of teenage idiots tried to rob a bank, took an Uber to the bank, and then called an Uber as their getaway car.
Well, I mean, the Uber showed up. I was like, okay, time is running.
Actually, here's what he said.
The first thing I felt was embarrassment.
Oh, wait, sorry, that's Bradley Cooper. But where is Uber guy? There he is. All right.
They called me for a getaway car. So I turn the corner and come up on MidFirst Bank, and all I see is cop cars. I'm like, this is not normal.
No.
Well, I said, did somebody rob a bank? He says, well, attempted. If you're going to do something like that, have your own car.
Yeah.
So the Uber driver was late. No tip.
I guess.
Nope.
He's getting 2 stars. That's it. Okay, Bradley Cooper I will play since I accidentally played it. He said because he nominated, you know, the Star is Born got nominated for a bunch of different Oscars, but not director. He didn't get nominated for director. And he says he feels embarrassed by that.
The first thing I felt was embarrassment, actually. Well, think about it. I felt embarrassed that I didn't do my part. So I'll work on that. It'll be, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, embarrassment. I went, oh, gosh, I didn't do my job.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't know he was a director, so.
I didn't either, actually. But yeah, you know, you get nominated for awards. You don't win a whole lot of them sometimes. Mm-hmm. Pink has been nominated for tons of Grammys, but she hasn't won a ton of Grammys.
Yeah.
But this is what her husband does for her every time.
The first thing I felt.
Why is he still there?
Bradley Cooper.
I get nominated.
How many times have you been nominated?
This is my 20th nomination. So every time I lose, Carrie makes me a tinfoil Grammy. And so this will be my 17th tinfoil Grammy on Sunday.
There you go.
She laughs about it.
She does.
Yeah, she has
won 3. So, you know, that's 3 more than most people. Tracy Morgan is married to a much younger woman. And he says because of that, he has no control over anything.
Being married to a young girl like that, it puts you at a disadvantage.
She's much younger than you?
Yeah, she's 18. My wife is 18 years younger than me.
Oh.
So it puts you at a disadvantage in the relationship. When you have a beautiful woman like that, it puts you at a disadvantage because you're not going nowhere. You're never going to leave. Oh. I told my wife the other day, let me tell you something. You keep treating me the way you treat me, one day you're going to wake up and I'm going to be sitting right there. I ain't going nowhere.
Funny. He's in a movie with Taraji P. Henson right now.
Does he come prepared? Is he ready to go? Is he professional?
Except for when he has to pronounce, you know, difficult words like anomaly.
Wait a minute. I'm not used to using those words in the ghetto.
So people don't use the word anomaly in the ghetto?
Yeah, we don't even use words like hypothetical. We just say that's some bullshit.
Thang, Monica Brooks, and Zach Jackson here on K92, The Morning Thang. Like all those things
us?
I just said. Yes, that's you.
Oh my gosh.
That's me.
What?
We should sing with our names. Monica and Zach. Monica and Zach. Monica and Zach. Monica and Zach and Monica. I swear to you, it's going to get warmer today and this rain's going away.
Okay.
That's what they keep saying.
You promise.
Now, just remember, when all else fails when it comes to the weather, we blame Brent Watts at Channel 7. That's whose fault it always is.
Okay.
So just remember that.
Mm-hmm. But he's so cool and nice.
Right. That's why he's okay with the abuse, too. Oh. We blame him. We're good to go. I'm calling it the radar right now. Yeah, it's maybe like another hour or so.
Okay, but it's supposed to clear out.
Uh-huh. It is eventually going to clear out. We have one little band that's blowing through like Tazewell, Christiansburg, Roanoke, Lynchburg, kind of in that direction. So,
all right.
Then it's supposed to be warmer after that. So we're looking at a decent day. It's Friday Eve.
Yeah.
So that feels good regardless.
Practically the weekend.
Tomorrow on the show. So we have a bunch of people that are bigger name stars than us tomorrow, Monica.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have me and you.
Yep.
Then we have Chef T.
Love Chef T. You know her from Hell's Kitchen.
She won, didn't she?
I'm pretty sure.
It was one or second place, and I feel like I ask her that every time I see her. But Chef T is awesome. She's doing a really cool event.
Yeah.
The event's this weekend, right? Is it?
It is actually. I need to check the date before we give any.
We've got all the information, man. I tell you what.
Well, Chef T's going to roll in with all the information.
It is. I know. And she's a friend of the show. We talk to her all the time. We love her. So it's. I don't do my math homework on those things. But we'll give you all the details of the event tomorrow. It's awesome. And we're going to eat some food and hang out. Also, Ross Marquand from The Walking Dead and Avengers. So he's Aaron on The Walking Dead, a.k.a. that guy with the backpack. I mean, that's how he was sort of first came out of the woods and everything. And he is Red Skull in the Avengers. He's going to be in town for the Big Lit Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
And he's West Coast, so we actually just recorded an interview with him.
Yes.
Really nice guy.
He was really just chill.
Yep. Very chill, cool. Sounds like it'll be a fun time this weekend with him. Just seems like a normal human being, which is nice. So we'll play some of that interview as well, and then we'll give you the full thing on our podcast, which is basically how we do it. So if you miss anything on the show, you can always go do that.
Yes, please do. K92Radio.com for everything.
And there's a brand new episode, Monica,
of Bubbly Banter. Mm-hmm. So where we pop open a bottle of Bubbly, and we just talk about any and everything, and... it is up. It's
Monica's
up for you.
Mildly delirious right
now. I
am.
So I took some Motrin. I'm like, I got a headache.
they all come in the room and they blow bubbles instead of doing champagne. Now they just take kid bubbles.
Yeah, well, be sure to get the podcast and check out Bubbly Banter.
Yeah, so Bubbly Banter is when Monica takes over. She's the host of the show. Mm-hmm. She's in here with her friends this week, special guests Alex and Brandon, and they're talking about different celebrity relationships and if you guys think they will last or not.
Yes,
which was interesting. I like that.
We talk about music, we talk about celebrities, our own dirt or whatever.
You talked about P. Diddy naked also.
Yeah, we did.
Yep.
Yeah,
so there's a lot going on in there.
Yes, that's one thing. We can go any and everywhere with it. So
drinking bubbles, blowing bubbles, whatever it is. It's Bubbly Banter. It's on our podcast right now. You can open the K92 Radio app and it'll be in there, or just do it through iTunes or SoundCloud or Podbean or however it is you want to do all of these podcast thingies. We will see you tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Toodaloo.